Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on this Thursday, July 30th, 2026 edition. Got an interesting story pulled up here coming from the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association. These are the folks that are very much engaged in getting tourism here in the state of Michigan. People coming this summer to enjoy our beautiful, it's absolutely gorgeous amenities we have up here in northern Michigan. The golf courses, the restaurants, the wineries, all the things we have to do, our campsites, beautiful, just beautiful northern Michigan. Well, they, the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association officials, testified in front of the State House Oversight Committee yesterday, stating that they need $3 million to go into a fall Pure Michigan marketing campaign, help regenerate tourism traffic that was lost because of the Canadian wildfire smoke 2 weeks ago. Their government affairs director, Jack Tremtoski, cited the Anderson Economic Group's findings that the smoke from the Canadian wildfires resulted in at least $4 billion in economic damage to the state. They would like to see the $3 million put into a tourism ad campaign under a special supplemental spending bill. Spokesperson said, quote, restaurants and hotels, especially those that are operating in short seasons on very thin profit margins, especially here in Michigan, were extremely damaged financially. When smoke rolls in during the 10 to 12 weeks, that is a make or break for their business for the entire year. It's hard to recoup those losses and investment here in our state. The ask set off a discussion regarding the Pure Michigan Tourism marketing campaign that is run by and under the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's budget. Questions from State Representative Josh Shriver, Republican of Oxford, centered around how the funding would be used to help our businesses. Trubotsky said the money wouldn't go directly to the businesses, but we've known from previous campaigns that every dollar invested into the Pure Michigan campaign results in $12 of economic activity. I think a multimedia campaign that the campaign currently has used in the past, whether it's traditional media or even social media sites, it has caught a lot of flack recently, but influencers have helped get us immediate response. As much as we may not understand it, growing media markets, I think, need some additional exposure. He said not all the money needs to go to influencers online on social media, but also maybe perhaps traditional media. back in the day when we ran those TV ads by Tim Allen, it really helped our restaurants and hotels. State Representative Brad Parquette, Republican of Niles, said instead of paying influencers at all, he asked if it would be easier to spend the money to put the fires out in the first place. Well, Probotsky said that's something Canada should have done. We should not be putting money into Canada to put out their fires. I agree with that statement completely. Also, Parquette came back with, whatever we can do to get these fires out would be helpful to our state. That being said, there are real economic damages from these fires that our businesses are struggling with, and we need to deal with this. Democrat State Representative Lori Podhuski of Livonia asked if there was something that could be done with current funding from the Pure Michigan account for this fall campaign, and if maybe the fall campaign for tourism brand needed to end up being much larger going forward. I know that Pure Michigan is already hurting for funding, and I don't know how much money they actually have that we could stretch into the November campaign. State Representative Angela Regas and Steve Cara asked how Pure Michigan spending would be equitable for all businesses and not just end up highlighting tourism areas and helping out places that are popular destination spots. Regas said the $3 million request seemed underwhelming and wondered if tax breaks to those businesses wouldn't be better to make sure they're all compensated the same. Regas said, this amount seems like a drop in the bucket compared to their actual losses. Well, Trubotsky said he'd be open to all new ideas, but Pure Michigan was the easiest and most accessible thing to do. He also said several times that Pure Michigan funding would not go directly to restaurants or hotels, but it actually went through the MEDC in their tourism campaign. Chairman of the House Oversight Committee Chair Jay DeBoyer, Republican from Clay, said, I think it's important to remember that Michigan Restaurants Lodging's relationship with Pure Michigan is just that they do see economic benefit from the campaign whenever these ads run. They don't have a direct relationship per se with Pure Michigan, but they do benefit from it. DeBoyer stepped in a couple of times to keep the panel focused on the wildfire smoke. He said they weren't trying to solve the Canadian wildfires, but looking at how the smoke from these fires have impacted our state. They want to see if state government can do anything to help. DeBoyer said he believes the forestry practices of Canada are the key problem, with the wildfires burning north of Isle Royal. Another state representative, William Brook, Republican from Erie, said it just isn't Michigan that is being hit with the smoke. But the panel lost sight of the fact that there are massive swaths of Canada that are still on fire. Again, this is not our problem. But I definitely recommend our committee writing a very strong letter. But again, it's not our problem, it's Canada's. It's not our problem to fix or to give money. It's a problem for Canada to fix. Well, Trubotsky came back with said, however, it's screwing up our state. State Representative Dylan Wegula, Democrat of Garden City, and James Wolford, Republican of Howell, also had a back and forth exchange about the effects of climate change affecting the fires. Wegula asked if the Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association members were asking them to do more about climate change. Wolford immediately jumped in and said, "That's absurd." Trubosky said he wasn't an expert on climate science and that the MRLA members are thinking about more immediate solutions to the problem. Bottom line is these wildfires are affecting our businesses right now. We are not necessarily thinking of broader impacts or causes. What many of our members are trying to do is simply keep their businesses running on a day-to-day basis. We're here to ask if the money can be spent on a Pure Michigan campaign that can help us extend our summer into fall. We need more people from around the country to see our beautiful change of seasons, the colors, the golf courses, and the restaurants and hotels. We're willing, our members are willing to keep their staff hired into the fall months versus the traditional layoffs. These workers rely on tips and they rely on traffic, and they did not get that this summer. So, pretty interesting story, interesting ask by the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association. House Oversight Committee. So we'll see if they make any recommendations to the MADC, and we'll see if they approve these fall campaigns, ads, and let you guys know. You guys out there listening, what do you think? Should they spend the money? Evidently, for every dollar spent, $12 in return. Is that something the money in Lansing should be spent on to help offset these business losses? Text me and let me know your thoughts. Final segment, hour number two, we'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th, paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Got a text message from our pig farmer, John Palmer, Palmer Farms over in Onaway. I'd like to get paid for my hay that wouldn't dry and ended up being spoiled. Can't sell it. Farmers were hurt because of the smoke as well. You know, honestly, John, I think you and other farmers, Cliff Tellini, all you other farmers out there, I think you need to reach out to Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau needs to make a plea to somebody in Lansing and Washington. Farm Bureau has a lot of lobbying power over the state reps and state senators, even our U.S. congressmen. You need to explain to them your situation and see if somebody can't reimburse you due to those wildfires in Canada. Absolutely need to reach out and make some phone calls. Do you have Cam Cavett's phone number? If you don't, text me and I'll send it to you. He would be the perfect person to start with. And then maybe perhaps your Senator Michelle Hatenga and maybe even your Congressman Jack Bergman. Let him know what happened, what's going on. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. It's that simple. So, yeah, absolutely need to do it. Now, one thing that I want to make sure you guys are aware of, and we've been talking about this a lot, and I'm sure most of you are aware, but how many of your neighbors, how many of your family members have been active in midterm elections in the past? Well, there's a way for you to look it up. What you need to do is go to this website. And if you want it, I can text it to your phone. 10xvotes.org. Let's make sure I got that listed in there correctly. Is it org or .com? Might be .com. Let me check this out. Oh, I know why. Because I put in... Don't do it that way. Do it this way. I put in O with an X, take that out. 10, the number X votes. And I'm pretty sure it's .org. I just had it pulled up. Where did it go? Got too many tabs open on my computer. There it is. And that isn't it either. No, why is that being... is their website being hacked? I had it pulled up earlier. Okay, they are down right now. Whoa, let me reach out to Lance Griffin during the break. That's interesting. Had it pulled up earlier this morning, was on their website. Okay, there it is. My browser had switched the URL. 10xvotes.com. Find 10 friends who don't vote. Make a phone call, and we win. If you go to 10xvotes.com, folks, click on Michigan to find the 1.7 million low propensity voters. These are people who vote in presidential election years, 2024, upcoming 2028, but they don't vote in midterms. If you go there, 10xvotes.com, they have the database for Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Arizona. Click on Michigan. When you click in there, it asks for your name and your phone number, and they'll send you a code. You want to make sure that you're a real person and that you really have a cell phone. They'll send you a code, or you can sign up by email to create a free account, and then you can search for addresses of individuals, friends, family that you know, your neighbors. Check to see their voting history. See if they vote in midterm elections. If they don't, you remind them the election is this Tuesday and tell them who to vote for. If they're low propensity voters, they may not be following these candidates. They may not know who to even vote for. Tell them, I'm voting for Perry Johnson. I'd like you to do the same. 10xvotes.com. I'm going to reach out to Lance Griffin, see if I can get him on the show. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town,